Hey loves, welcome back to my podcast. Happy New Year. We have officially made it to 2021. Bye 2020. It was a lot of people that were uncertain of how 2021 will be given the circumstances and the situations and the calamities and all the struggles that we faced in an uproar, all that in 2020. But our God is a great God, right? There's always beauty and sunshine after the rain, after the storms. And it's interesting because I always say, I love the way it looks after it rains. You ever notice after it rains the next day, so the sky is so beautiful. The sun is so vibrant and radiant. The flowers look good. The trees look good. You even get a free car wash, okay? Everything just looks shiny and beautiful after the rain. And that's another message from God showing you there's beauty after that pain and that struggle that you went through. There will be sunshine once it's all over with. So always just keep the faith and have hope in where God is taking you and just know that it's a beautiful road and it wouldn't be anything other than that because he's only promised to give us a future and a hope. And he's always promised that everything will work together for our good. According to those who love him, that's Romans 8:28. But today I want to talk about getting out of your own way. When you really think about that, you're like, getting out of your own way. Yes, that means you are giving up self and you are handing it over to God. You're removing you completely from the equation and you're putting God in the center of the equation. It's not an easy thing to do, but it's a very rewarding thing to do. One of my ultimate prayers for this year is for God to help me to do just that. When I record these podcasts, I think about everything, different topics, different ways I can reach my audience, different ways that I can give encouragement and motivation, and different ways for you guys to see how God works in our lives. And a lot of times it's predicated on an experience or a situation that I faced or that I'm currently battling in my own mind. And one thing I hear from a lot of people when they talk about their success or where they're going or what they want to obtain, they always say, I just got to get out of my own way. I got to get out of my own head. I got to stop overthinking and just start doing. I have to stop overanalyzing and, you know, making excuses and just do it, right? Well, let's kind of focus on how do we first get out of our own way. One of the key things that stood out to me when I thought about this, I said, okay, Lord, if I'm asking you this year to help me to get out of my own way and allow your will for my life to prevail, how do I do that? Like, where do I start? And I had brought it to my dad's attention and my dad said, okay, that's a great one. But what's your plan? Now, mind you guys, when I had this in mind, I didn't have no plan. I just said, I'm just going to take advantage of whatever opportunity God placed in front of me and act on it. Because I saw a saying that said, when you procrastinate, it's like you kind of telling God that you have more time to do what he's placed in front of you to do. So I was like, oh, that don't sound right. So when my dad asked me, you know, what's my plan? I was like, I don't know, just not procrastinate, you know, act on whatever God has called me to do. And he said, yeah, but you have to have some type of plan and discipline. And I said, you know what? Let me think about that. So as I'm thinking about that, it brings me to a point where I started to write down what are the things that I'm doing that I shouldn't be doing? What are the things that I'm not doing that God is asking me to do? Because we know when God asks us to do something, it's like a feeling that you get inside and you're like, oh, I need to do this. God is telling me to do it. And it keeps reoccurring. You see messages, you see signs, Bible verses, some people believe in like the repetition of numbers. You see these numbers repeating, like you see signs, but you're like, oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get to it tomorrow. In 2020, I realized that don't put off for tomorrow what you could do today. We really feel like we have a lot of time, but we really don't. So if you have been skeptical about if you should make that move to another state, pray on it. If your spirit is still leading you to that state and leading you to that move, letting you know that if you do this, I will carry you through, God will carry you through, then you need to go ahead and make that move. If the spirit is leading you to apply for that job that you always wanted, you know, a position in your field, or go after that big acting gig, or, you know, being like the, having this big old business or small business, or however, whatever you want to do, having this huge vision that you want to bring it to fruition. If he's telling you to give that relationship a try, you know, sometimes we be apprehensive when it comes to relationship because, hey, we don't know. Whatever it is that God is telling you that you need to do, or whatever keeps coming in to your mind for you to do, then it's time for you to just do it. I mean, what do you really have to lose at the end of the day? I always weigh out my pros and cons, and I say, hey, is this wise? You know, is this a rational move, or, you know, is this irrational? You know, what's my cons? What I have to lose? What I have to gain? You know, weigh that out. And if your gains are always higher than your losses or your cons, then you need to go ahead and just do it. Because God doesn't want us to move in fear. If we want God's will for our life to prevail, he can't do it if fear is in the way. He can't. God is God. God can do anything. But if you won't allow him to, it can't be done. You get what I'm saying? Like, we have to do our part too in order for God to move in his power to do what we cannot do. And if fear is in the way of whatever you're trying to do or excuses, that's a block. That's an obstacle that you need to find a way to jump over and get it out the way, because it's holding you back. And we don't want nothing that's going to hold us back. We want to move forward. We want to elevate. We want to vibrate on a higher frequency. But we can't do that if we're complacent and we're stuck in the same place. So, in getting out of your own way, you have to decide if this is better for me. Is this going to allow me to grow? Then I need to go for it. And I need to move myself out of the picture. So another addition to that is what can kind of keep us stagnant and keep us from not moving, removing ourselves, is because sometimes, or most of the time, it's because we're comfortable. That's another point that I'll bring out, comfort. When we're comfortable, We won't accept change because we're afraid. We don't know what that change will be. So there it is. We're operating on fear again. When we step out of our comfort zone, that's when we really realize our power. Because nothing can come to you if there's nothing coming out of you. So if you're in that same box, you know, let's picture a box. If we're in that same box and we just keep focusing on those same four corners that's within the box, we don't know anything else outside of that box, right? But we're so comfortable. We're okay with that. The world outside of it can be beautiful. More than we could ever imagine. Remember, our mind is small, but God's mind is humongous. He's a very strategic God. His plans are far greater than the ones we have for ourselves. He does the unthinkable, the unimaginable. So when we allow ourselves to be boxed in, we won't be able to see what God has waiting outside for us outside that box, because we're too afraid. We don't want change. We like what we have right now. Well, it's when we allow ourselves to be uncomfortable, there's some stretching that God wants to do. And that transitioning, just like a caterpillar, when it goes into a cocoon and it becomes a beautiful butterfly, it's a process. It didn't start off. That butterfly didn't always know how to fly. That butterfly wasn't always there. It started off as a caterpillar. It swarmed around on the ground. It wasn't beautiful. It didn't fly. It didn't soar. But once it went through the process of that stretching and that uncomfortableness, it became a beautiful butterfly, right? Just like a woman when she's carrying a child. When you're carrying a baby, when God has planted that seed in you, each month you grow. Each month is different emotions, different feelings. The baby is growing. You're stretching. God is stretching you to an uncomfortable state, right? And it doesn't feel good because your body's not used to it. Your mind's not used to it. Your emotions are out of whack. But when you have that baby and you give life, it's beautiful. It's an indescribable experience and feeling. But that's God showing you that in order for you to grow, in order for you to see what I have for you, in order for me to blow your mind, you got to go through some stretching. So the uncomfortableness, it won't be comfortable because it's uncomfortable, but go through it because God is trying to take you somewhere you could not get to on your own. And we have to believe that anything is possible. Don't ever feel like your dreams are just too big, that they're unattainable or unable to be reached. No. Remember Matthew 19:26 said, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men things is impossible, but with God all things are possible. In that statement alone, let's focus on with men, this is impossible. So to men on this earth, yeah, it's impossible to them. But with God, all things are possible. So if you put it out there to God and you pray to God that he birthed something beautiful out of this uncomfortableness that you're having, you're experiencing, it will. He will. That dream that you have, it's not too big. God's saying, girl, you need to dream bigger. I'm going to add 10 times more to that. And you're going to be like, wow, I thank you, Lord, for me being obedient and me going through the process of being uncomfortable so you can elevate me and bring me higher. But in the end, God is always glorified. So the opportunity is waiting for you. It's waiting for you to say yes. Get out of your own way. Allow God to have his way because his plans for us are greater than the ones we have for ourselves. You have to trust him. Your faith has to be so strong that when things don't go your way no more, you just say, you know what, God, I trust you. Don't get upset. Don't cause a scene. Don't say, why me? And start complaining. Say, try me. Try me, God. Like, I'm built for this. You've equipped me for this. And that's the beautiful thing of it, too. Because during that stretching period, that uncomfortableness, God is also equipping us. Because he's like, you can't do a large task with a small mind. I need to strengthen your mind, too. I need to really get you all the way ready. Because when you share this story to the world, oh, it's over. It's a wrap. So it's right at your doorstep. It's waiting for you. It may get here sooner than you think. Sometimes we think, oh, we got to work 10 years for us to see the fruits of our labor. Our God is so amazing that he could legit give you those fruits within a week. You could pray about it last week and God could be like, here you go. Oh, wait, God, I didn't know my opportunity was coming this fast. All because what? You said yes. All because what? You trusted God. All because what? You had faith in him. You believed him when you didn't even see where he was taking you. That's how awesome our God is. That's how quick your life can change when you just get out of your own way and allow his will for your life to prevail. So go for what you want. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If anybody knows me, that is my founding, concrete, all-time favorite verse for my business, for my life, because I can do all things through Christ. So I don't say I'm self-made. No, I'm God-made. Because it was through Christ that I had the strength to do everything that I did and that everything that I'm doing. So I need Christ to give me the strength. And with that, the sky is the limit, like literally, literally speaking. Be fearless. Do it scared. Do it uncertain. Just do it. It could be beautiful. It's a song by Keir Sheard called Beautiful. And it moves me every time I listen to it because it said, it could be beautiful. You never know. But it could be beautiful. More than you imagine. So that opportunity that you want, that relationship that you want, that house that you want, that location you want to be in, whatever it is, go for it. Because it could be so beautiful. Develop an I can attitude. The more we tell ourselves what we can do, the more we do. The more we tell ourselves what we can't do, we can't do it, right? Because we're already telling ourselves, we're doubting ourselves before we even make an attempt. So we have to be positive and be very optimistic in our speech, because what we speak, we do manifest that. What we speak, that is what the energy that will come into our life, because there's power in our tongue. It's life and death, and the power of the tongue is in the word. We have to speak victory over our life. We have to speak hope. We have to speak faith and prosperity and abundance and love. We have to speak all of that over our life. And it will be just that. But we have to speak it and we have to believe it. So I want you to, as you go about your days and days ahead, take doubt. Eliminate doubt all the way. Just take it out of your mind. Take it out of anything that you may write. That's how the devil get to you. He get to you through your mind. Don't let him play tricks in your mind. Don't let that be his playground. When he bringing that little bit of ounce of fear or doubt, you be like, bye. Boy, bye. You not welcome here. God told me I could do it. I'm confident. I'm exuding confidence because I got God on my side and I can't fail with him. He won't fail me. I'm not going to fail him. So any doubt, anything that is not positive, motivating, hopeful is not from God. So if you have any of those thoughts coming to your mind, then you know that God didn't place that there. God didn't place that nervousness, that anxiety there. That's not spirits of him. God produces great fruit, faithfulness, patience, kindness, you know, self-discipline, all those things. We got to put in our work. But when we give it over to God, that's the ultimate thing we can do. He created us. So there's a purpose for all of us. But we have to go to our creator to find out what our purpose is. And once you have surrendered and say, Lord, take the wheel, lead the way, pull me out of it. He could do exactly that. I'll share with you guys a previous situation that took place with myself and where I felt like God wanted me to. Well, I feel like I was blind to what God was doing in my life, so the value of my life in my presence. And I feel like recently, since I've been praying that God helps me to get out of my own way, that he's allowed me to have clarity and to see that I've been blind for so long, you know, and doubt can do that. Doubt can make you blind to your potential and to your power because it's clouding your judgment and clouding your mind. So I've been saying for years that I wanted to put on my own pop-up and I want to just create a space for women or just entrepreneurs in general to come and to collaborate and to network and to put our business on the forefront for others to come out and support and for us all to get money together, you know, because I'm all about just helping the next person as I learn, as I grow in my roles and my skills and my business. I want to pull up the next person and help the next person. I'm not that only step on people's next person. I know y'all have heard that saying. I'm not that. I'm not the let me tear her down to build myself up or let me compete to be in first place and have everybody else coming in last. No, I'm like, hey, we can all win together. God is a gracious God. He has so much to go around for all of us. But I kept getting in my own way. I kept being in my own head like, oh, I'm not an event planner. I can't put together no event. Like, I'm not creative enough. Like, I don't feel like people will come out. I don't really feel like people will sign up to collaborate with me. So I was just doing other vendor events. I was supporting other businesses, collaborating with them, and, you know, showing up and being a part of their events as a vendor. And I was like, okay, Lord, you know, I asked you to help me get out of my own way this year. So whatever you have for me, allow it to be this year. But help me to just say yes and be obedient. So my sister-in-law brought it to my attention to start my own, to do my own pop-up. And I was like, you know what? I'm doing it. Let's run with it. So I literally prayed on it day in and day out. And I asked God, like, you know, if this is for me to do, allow me to do it. Amid the pandemic that we're experiencing, I was a little apprehensive because I know cases were rising. I knew a lot of people, you know, that had been, you know, coming in contact with COVID. I heard about a couple people that passed away from it that I knew personally. And I just kept feeling like, okay, Lord, I don't know if this is a good idea. We're going through a pandemic. But God just kept telling me, trust him, trust him. So I told my mom, I was like, okay, mom, I'm doing my pop-up. I'm going to go ahead and start emailing some businesses that I know to see if they want to be a vendor. I submitted about 30 emails to like 30 business owners that I knew. And I hadn't heard anything back from them. And it had to be like, it'd been about like 3 or 4 days. And I was like, okay. I was like, I'm going to create a flyer and I'm going to post it on social media. I posted the flyer on my story. I didn't get any inquiries. So this is about a week since I came up with the plan. So then I had, my mom was like, post it on like your main. She's like, isn't there like another place you could post it on your page? She's not really Instagram savvy, but I kind of like try to school her on how I run my business. So she was like, post it on like your main feed, the one that you say like where, you know, people can see it and like it. Post it there and see what you receive. And I said, okay. I said, well, mom, I'm just going to give it 2 weeks. I said, if I don't get 15 vendors in 2 weeks, then I'm just going to go ahead and postpone it because maybe this is not the time. You know, we're going through this pandemic. Maybe this is not the time. When you guys, I posted the flyer on my main feed. Within 48 hours, God allowed me to payment made, confirmed, 15 vendors with 20 people in my DM that I don't even know inquiring to be a vendor. 5 out of the people that I sent an email to are responding to me like, hey, I want to send my payment right now. Lock me in to a week later. I'm still turning down 15, 20 vendors. I said, wow, guys, you're amazing. I'm so small. I said 2 weeks. I'm giving it 2 weeks. God was like, girl, I'm about to book you in 2 days, 48 hours. You are going to have all 15 vendors with room to add more if you want to. So because I had such an overflow of applicants and inquiries, I went ahead and added 7 more vendors when I said I was stopping at 15. And I said, okay, God, you allowed me to book all these vendors. You see fit for my event. You see the success of my event. It's to the point that I have my vendors reaching out to me, telling me that they thank me so much for giving them opportunity to have a platform to put their business out there, to network, for people to come out and support. And it just moved me so much because if I had just been obedient and said yes to God years ago when this seed first was inside of me, I let that seed rot, y'all. I didn't plant it. It didn't grow. It didn't evolve into anything. It didn't blossom to nothing. That seed was just buried inside of me, just dead seed. If I had just awakened and nourished and watered that seed when it was there 2 years ago, I would have had so many more events by now. But God had to, he had to work on me. He had to get me to get out of my own head. He had to get me out of my own way. And he told me, yeah, 2020 was rough, but 2021 is rebirth. 2021 is, we're doing. We're not procrastinating. We're not second guessing. We're not doubting. We are doing. So I hope that was some encouragement for you guys. And I know most of the time when I share my examples, or I give examples, it's always personal, because I feel like if you guys can't see how God is working for me in my life on a personal level, then you can't be convinced how he'll work in your life. I don't want to make up any stories. I don't want to just be the storyteller that just comes up with stories and tell. No, I want to tell you why I go so hard for God, why I'm so sold out for him, why my soul thirsts for him, because what he is doing for me in my life personally, he has shown me if I keep my relationship with him, he's going to give me everything that I need and more. He's going to do just that. So when God gives you seeds, get out of your own way. Even if it's a little tiny seed, it's something great that he's trying to grow from that seed. It gives hope. Rejoice over that seed. It's a sign that greater things are to come. So I wish you guys nothing but blessings, prosperity, hope, success. But I'm telling y'all, it's right around the corner. Whatever you've been praying for, whatever you've been hoping to come into place, it's there. It's waiting on you. You just got to get out of your own way. That means move you out the equation. Come up with a plan. Be disciplined. Get out of your comfort zone. Be okay with being uncomfortable. Be okay with being stretched. Because at the end of that stretch, it's a beautiful new beginning. It's elevation. It's prosperity. It's open doors. And when God starts opening doors for you, I say doors. I say with the S. I say very plural. Because once you get out of your own way, you commit, God not only opens one door for you, but he opens 2, 3, 4, 5. It's a season. You begin to enter a season of overflowing blessings, of constant blessings, because you got out of your own way and you let God lead the way. He created you. He knows what he's doing. Don't be scared. Remember, be fearless. Go for what you want. Own it. This is the year for it in the years ahead. But this is the year to set the tone for that attitude. You can have a humble brag. Always give God the glory though. But you can have a humble brag. Because I got a humble brag. And I'm so happy about it. But I thank God. I thank God for my renewed mind. Because he gave me that as well. So, I'm sorry. I got excited and I had to take a little pause. You can do anything. You have the power. It's all within you. God is just waiting for you to claim it and for you to act on that power. I hope you all have a blessed weekend, blessed month of February. It is Black History Month, but remember, we don't just get 1 month. We are honored and celebrated all year long because our lives matter. And I am a proud Black queen, okay? So, blessings to all of you guys, all my queens, all my kings. Own your title, own your position. Make the world feel it. In the most graceful way, but make them feel it and let them know why you walk like that, why you talk like that, who's behind all that. Say, my God's behind all that. I'm going to go ahead and end out this podcast with the word of prayer, and I will see you guys, or not see you guys, but we will be back next month. So, dear most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father. We love you. We praise you. Hallelujah. The highest praise to your name, because you are all that, God. You are amazing. You are omnipresent. You are everywhere at the same time. You fulfill all of our needs. Your will and your way for our lives is way greater than the ones that we have for our own. Thank you that you are just that wonderful, that dynamic, that our thoughts and our wants are nothing compared to what you have in store for us. But help us, Lord, to get out of our own way today, to allow you to step in and take the way and lead the way. Allow us to remove ourselves from the equation. Allow us to have a plan and to stick to that plan. Allow us to seek you for how we should go about our plan. Allow us to seek you for discipline to commit to and sustain that plan. Help us to be okay with being uncomfortable. Help us to trust you and lean on you during the stretching period, because we are going to be stretched. We are going to be tested, but we know that you will bring us through, and you are elevating us and taking us somewhere new, and you are equipping us to do what you have called us to do. Thank you, Lord, for your elevation and for the beauty of it all, Father. Thank you, Lord, just for never failing us, never letting us down, and always showing us that you are the truth, the way, and the light. That we need you. We need you in our lives. We need you to be victorious. We need you to plant that seed in us, to help us grow it, help us to know that you are birthing something wonderful inside of us. You have created us with purpose. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And it is time for you to show us that it needs to come out. No more pushing it down. No more fear. No more doubt. But you want us to walk in faith. Walk confidently that with you all things are possible, and that you would do what you said that you would do. Help us to trust you. Be with our world and the times that we are experiencing. Bless us all. Bring hope to our world. Bring love. And just to help us always keep our mind focused on you. Help us never cease to pray, and help us to know that there is so much power in prayer. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you, Father. In your Son, Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.